In the book, you also describe a focus on reacting to or observing a rise in the number of Muslim women or women being drawn to ISIS.
Yeah.
Can you speak to what you found and what you did?
Yeah. We had done a position paper called Jihad Against Violence, meaning condemnation of terrorism. Our Shura Council had issued this position paper. And that was primarily targeted at Al-Qaeda. That was a very disciplined terrorist group that went after the enemies. But with rise of ISIS using social media primarily to recruit the millennial generation, they were not only attracting men, they were also attracting young women. Young women, especially from the West, they were highly prized. And that really made me think twice. And it alarmed me because I realized that women joining ISIS means that the group is going to get normalized. Because when women join, you have families, you have a certain kind of culture gets entrenched, future generations are inducted into this ideology, and we can't let this happen. So I began to speak to some of the girls that are in jail and to coach them, to share with them the latest project that we had come up with called Wise Up, in which we clearly show the delineation between the teachings of Islam and the distortions of ISIS. So this is a chance to go in and speak to them and see what we can do to, you know, and what I discovered was that a lot of these people don't even know what they're joining. And the lure of ISIS is so different for different people, and different people join for different reasons. And one of the really big factors is that they have a cool factor about them. It's the way they position themselves. It's like a cool new vision for Islam. We want to make Islam great again. Don't you want to be part of this new vision? And so a lot of people flock them, not even knowing that they're going to potentially become terrorists. They don't think that they're joining a terrorist group. They just think they're joining a new way of life. Now, thankfully, they have been defeated in Iraq and they have been pushed out, so there's no place to go now. But this ideology still resides on social media and people are still consuming it. And men and women are consuming it because it's still available because of our freedom of expression. We don't want to take anything down. It's there. And so the danger is that some people may act out in their own communities. And that's what I want to prevent. I want to prevent this from happening, because even one negative incident has a setback on our community. So this is why re-educating people, especially those who are incarcerated, but also, you know, broadly speaking, just getting the information out there to people on social media that this is dangerous.
So what is the Wise Up campaign?
It is a book, and it actually clearly delineates the true teachings of Islam versus the fake propaganda of ISIS. And you can actually see it side by side, you know, next to each other, how the distortion of Islam has taken place and what is being peddled on social media. So people become aware of the danger of what's in social media. So parents can be empowered. You know, young people who are vulnerable will understand what the distinction is. Because right now there's nothing like that out there. And I really felt it was important to share this. Also, it's important to share with the general public, the American general public, because they too are confused, because they only hear the version of what the Islamophobes are peddling and then what the media says. So this is also our way of letting the general public know the distinction.